Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessing, peace and love, joy.
joy and prosperity, serenity and tranquility. You are now tuned in live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things mystical, spiritual, metaphysical. I do apologize. I'm just a little thrown. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Indeed, all is a blessing. Sister Apana is live with us in the chat, and her first comment brought a lump to my throat. All is in divine order. Truly it is, and I will explain in greater detail. Block Talk Radio has really thrown one this morning, but I'm going to move forward, and then I'll come back and address the scheduling glitch. And indeed, you are listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, Hudu Obeya Bokor, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. And it is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and overstand. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all the endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. And today is Monday, January 10th, 2011. We are in a gateway year, a year of polarity, duality, and all the meaning in between. Today, specifically on this January 10th, Monday, we are celebrating and feeding Ishu Papalegwa. Legba is often our deity, as always. Our Monday deity, at least in this house, and I speak for no other, for indeed he is the guardian of the gate, the guardian of the crossroads, and well, without him, none can come or go and have success. And indeed, I'm just a little thrown, and I'm moving forward through it. You all are actively seeing the Divine Prince now operate within his truth because I'm being tested. I got up this morning. First of all, I was forewarned, I believe, by Kalahat that something weird was going on with the scheduling of the show. And I've seen it before, but always the show would still go on at its appropriate scheduled time. But that didn't happen today. And I sent them a note, I sent them an email, I sent, you know, they did not respond, still have not responded, Block Talk Radio hasn't. And when I go into my account, for those of you who do a show, like Sister Apana, you know that it should show my location and my time according to that, what is it, Greenwich Mean Time, is that how you say it, GMT? And I should be GMT 6, but it's showing up that I'm in Connecticut. And, of course, I go back into my main account, and all my settings are correct. my location, my zip code, all that information is correct. Even in the scheduling of the show, it says that I'm, you know, scheduled for 12 noon. But clearly, they got me plugged in for 11 a.m. Now, there was two ways for me to look at this. One, I had always been saying that if I'm going to stay on with Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to increase the length of the show. And instead of doing 3 hours from like 12 on, I was considering moving up to 11 and doing 11, 12. For which none of that, trust me, trust me, I did all of that, all the normal things that should be checked, probably some things that most people normally don't check. In all humility, I'm really not a novice at this. So I did everything that was supposed to be appropriate. It's just that they've sort of moved into what they're going to do. And they're just not letting us know, I think. Right. Sister Abena, this is for those who have not so far opted in to buy premium. And let me tell you, I'm a savvy shopper. I got that from my mom. And I'm just not going to be strong-armed. And these type of glitches right now do not prepare me personally to want to pay $300 or more a year to remain on Blog Talk Radio. And these may very well be the last episode of the Divine Prince live and in archive from Blog Talk Radio, because I'm strongly considering Pal Talk. I'm also strongly considering Uvu. But even doing the show from my website using Google or Yahoo Messenger or any other format that will provide audio, visual, and chat. And I may very well have to create something of my own and put that together. But, you know, I have to be honest. I am not in the place right now to be strong on to paying that fee and not with these kind of glitches, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I am a Labor Day Virgo. I have to have a certain amount of order. And understand, we are moving now into a time in 2011, time of parallels and polarities and dualities, and that will be challenged. So we must be prepared for sudden change, sudden and drastic change at every level. Sister Abena, I believe on Pal Talk I'm the Divine Prince. Let me check my URL list. Firewitch might already have it, because I know I have it on my URL list that I usually. Oh, yeah, here it is. I'm going to pop it into the chat. For those listening to me right now, it's www.paltalk.com/people/users/the divine prince and the divine princes, one word, and the divine prince is capitalized. For those of you live in the chat, I just popped it in the chat. But I'm strongly considering Pal Talk. And some of the things I like about Pal Talk are the ability to have chat and audio as we do now, but also to have video where I would actively be able to. Because some of you know that, like, particularly when I'm doing, like, prayer and meditation, I'm doing a ritual here in the house. Some of you who, you know, have that off, that social networking communication with me, you already knew that. But when I'm talking about lighting candles and burning incense, and I'm doing that here in the house. And often, too, I change up the house depending on the deity and the energy and spirit of the day. And I like to project that during the show. Occasionally here on Blog Talk Radio, I have used my cam page to do that. And I still use my cam page, just not as much as I should be using it or as frequently as I have been in the past. And give me just a quick moment here now. Thought I had that link on. Oh, yes, I do. Here it is. And that's, for those listening, www.mycampage, and you write that like one word, .com/the Divine Prince, and all of that would be lowercase. Now, unless there's something going on with my cam page that I'm not aware of, there's no way to link your video with audio. So that's why I would occasionally use that with Blog Talk Radio, because I could be heard here live through Blog Talk Radio and still be seen there. But those options are linked together, brought together in both Uvu and Tao Talk. Yes, Sister Abana, and let me know what you find out. Again, I'm open to options. I'm open to other information, other alternatives. I haven't solidified anything, honestly, right now. I was trying to stay consistent. Again, I am a Labor Day Virgo, 11:33 p.m., Labor Day, 1966, September 5th. So I expect it have to have a certain amount of order. I don't like to do things sloppy. I like to know what I'm doing before I come on air. I don't like to talk off the top of my head. Rarely do I talk off the top of my head. I tend to get emotional, like I'm doing now. And it makes it difficult for me to, you know, sort of stay within my play, my lane, as Judge Karen says, stay within your lane. It makes it difficult for me to sort of stay within my lane. So I try to have things worked out in great detail before I do my show. I know what I'm going to talk about, what, you know, social and news events are happening at the time. And today I did want to talk about, of course, the latest events, both natural and man-made. Unfortunately, some people are unable to even listen to the show now after hearing me talk about the rise in homemade terrorism, and then to have that happen so quickly, so few of days after having me say that, and also now, again, these birds and fish and crabs and whatever else I'm neglecting that's just being found dead with no explanation. We are indeed going to be challenged. Our sense of order is going to be challenged. And again, I reiterate, I believe that this will be the year that there will be scientific proof of some issue with the poles, pole shifting polarities of the planet, and that will begin to manifest itself indeed in various ways, first naturally, and then probably within our satellites, our radio waves, our ability to operate all our fancy gadgetry. We will begin to run into some unexplainable technical glitches. And, of course, as being done now, people will say, well, there's no real correlation between all these events. It's just a coincidence. Well, it's one heck of a coincidence, let me tell you. And indeed, we're going to be tested. I posted a picture on my Facebook page, I believe yesterday, that talks about, I believe I entitled it Prophecy 2011. And the gist of the post is that even our very faith will be tested. And indeed, we're already moving that direction. For those of us operating at the grassroots level within the quote-unquote conscious community and all its diverse members and legs and arms and bodies. We've already begun to see this battle over spirituality versus quote-unquote science. And let me be clear. Life is science. Life is divine mathematics. Life is all those complex systems and all its understanding, known and unknown. But indeed, spirit is a major component, if not a prevailing component to this equation. And only those who understand that, truly understand that, will be, and I dare use the word, saved, will be able to move forward in any sense of stability, comfort, security. Because all of our senses of security, comfort, right now are based on systems outside of ourselves. And those systems are crumbling, if not transforming. Our police systems, our judicial systems, our utility systems, such as our water lines and our gas lines and all these services and functions and structures that we have become so dependent upon. I'm going to digress quickly just to make my point. Once upon a time, I was a major shopaholic. My teens and in my youth, before I knew any better, you know, I liked labels and I liked designers and I liked quote unquote fine things. And as I evolved and grew, I don't think that that departed, but my sense of that changed and my investment in things that degraded right off the shelf. Most things that we buy and invest, including cars, degrade thousands of dollars the minute you pull it off the lot. So we're investing in death. We're investing in things that have no life, that have no longevity. So as I got older and matured, I found that my shopping matured. Somewhere in the 80s, it became clear to me that people liked the things that I liked. So I stopped buying things that necessarily, quote-unquote, degraded and started buying things that I could retail. And started buying things in bulk. Started buying things not one or two for myself, but five or ten, understanding that the seller would be happy and would give me a lower price. But also I could then, you know, recoup some of my shopping habits by selling some of the things that people invariably wanted. And now I see a whole nother pole shifting occurring in my shopping, where I'm investing in things that will be usable, things that will provide power, provide heat, provide storage, provide all the necessary things that became obvious to us here in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. Some rather quickly, many others the third or fourth day in when it became clear that the water was there and no one was coming and we needed to access what we had to move forward. Only then do we think about having our quote-unquote hurricane kit, earthquake kit, survival kits in order. And I've been so posting URLs lately on my Facebook page also that relate to just that, survival. One of my most recent posts is a solar product that collects power from the sun. It looks to me to be a bit larger than maybe a car battery, and you set it out and it stores energy from the sun, and then you can power your cell phone, your radio, you know, enough juice to move you forward during a negative event, during a catastrophe, during a situation where we are without utilities. We had an incident a few days ago here in New Orleans where a church burned down, six-alarm fire near Josephine and Britannia. And a brother in New York and I were chatting about it on Facebook. And, you know, he was trying to empathize and understand where I was and what was going on and was relating some of his past experiences to the city. And one of the crucial turning points in our conversation was when I mentioned that our power was out. And that was surprising to him, I guess, coming from a larger city. It probably takes a lot to knock the power out in a New York or Chicago or San Francisco even. We have power grids much akin to third world countries still in Louisiana and Mississippi. So it doesn't take a lot for us to lose utilities and to have that sense of awareness ingrained culturally here. You'll find that people have hurricane lamps, have batteries, have candles, have stored food, probably in a greater content than cities that may not otherwise experience frequent weather events or calamities or events that would affect utilities and their ability to access certain products or even stores. Down in these coastal parts of the country, you have many areas, yes, by which, such as Daytona Beach, all those coastal towns. Some of those cities are one way in and one way out. Many of them are islands in nature. New Orleans, for those of you who still don't quite understand, it is surrounded probably almost, I want to say 95% by water. So we're not far from being an island, but we're just small patches of land, really, with the Gulf at one side of us and the river, Mississippi River at the other, and Lake Pontchartrain at our back. And we are probably the lowest elevation of any part of the country. So indeed, change will make you focus on what you have and don't have. Will assist you in moving towards understanding preparation at many levels. There's a emotional preparation, I believe, that's going on right now where people are being prepared emotionally for drastic change, for challenge, for coming times. And indeed, all things work towards our good when we're truly operating in spirit, open to spirit. Now, I'm still haven't gotten any response from Blog Talk Radio, so I don't know if this show is going to end at 12 or if this may end up being a two-hour show. That is not clear. I am going to try and be here with you as long as I can to sort of fill the gap for those of you who realize that there was a timing problem and came on board. And I'm grateful for you, Fire Witch Racism, Not Anonymous, our special guest who was with us, and anyone else who I may have missed in the chat. There's no one with us on the phone lines, and often our listeners on the phone lines aren't using the internet. So they may not be aware that the show is airing an hour early. So I'm going to try and, if they allow me to, hang on. Yeah, Fire Witch, it just may end at 12, but sometimes it will go over. So we just will see. I'm going to take a musical break, and then I'm going to return with our affirmation and meditation, and then move forward with more of our discussion of Prophecy 2011 and all the coming events, as it were, for the coming year and coming years ahead. And again, I welcome each and every one of you present. Nat, Racism Not Anonymous, Fire Witch, those of you who realize that there was a glitch in the scheduling, I was not scheduled to be on until 12 noon, but for whatever reason, the system forced my show to play at 11. It showed that I had 30 minutes remaining in time, so I'm going to take a break and come back with my meditation and affirmation and then move forward. If it does allow me to do my regular show, then great. We'll have a two-hour show today. It'll sort of be a test of a possible continued relationship with Blog Talk Radio. But right now, I'm really leaning more towards Pow Talk or maybe even Ubu as another alternative for during the show and connecting and maintaining the community. So I'll be forward after this brief intermission. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, all blessing, unity, and community. Ashe.
Thank you.
Alafia and Ashe. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, bacon Jamaicans, rabid rabbis, livid evangelicals, all those who would seek to enlive in hatred, negativity in our society, in our culture, within us and around us, we bind you right now. We lose divine love and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and revelation. We reverberate and vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Aguns and Gede, and all those who have gone on before us and with us in divine transition, which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, forces seen and unseen. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time and space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciation, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most true and authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us, in divine love and light, truth and protection, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into light and God's consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test. One of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved, creative child of God and God consciousness. You are divine love manifest. You are divine math, divine science manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright and true. And no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork. So do not be afraid of your power. Do not be afraid of your might, of your magnificence, of your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is who you are. Know and understand that you are and have all that you need. It is divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. You must only rebirth it, remanifest it, bring it forth now into this earth plane dimension for revelation and manifestation. Mirror and reflect back into us your most divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and just for a moment, remember your most true and authentic self. You do have the creative allowance to recreate and create the environment, the love, the space, the community you need, seek, and desire. I am because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time. And I ask each and every day in every way that divine spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself, with all creation. For we are one, one body, one spirit, one person, one community. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of divine presence, my divine presence. And let me clearly perceive the light, the voice, the vibration, the guidance of our true and most high spiritual guide. Allow us to hear their voices above the other voices, to be able to walk in truth and authenticity, but also to walk with me into my mysteries, replacing my own fears and anxiety with faith, knowing and understanding, serenity and tranquility. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put forth on my path, that I may teach and share with others how to abide. I give up the need to know why things happen as I do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will. Allow me to feel the presence of divine spirit as much in change and transformation as in peace, success, and tranquility. Allow me to clearly perceive spirit, to discern spirit at any given moment, time, and juncture along my divine journey. Show me the purpose for which I have been born. Allow my energies to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge with that divine purpose. I accept the challenges that develop the real me towards that most high purpose. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always have to live them out karmically, physically. Let us learn to learn by seeing, hearing, before we manifest in doing. Let us learn from others' mistakes, from history, from experience, for indeed there's nothing new under the sun. All things are just a repetition, a reverberation of that which has already been. We must grasp the lessons and move forward. So I ask that we have our distractions, false voices, illusions, and misconceptions stripped away in 2011, and that all of our blocks to true authenticity be removed. Even me. Show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being. help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy. I call back my divine spirit into our present time, space, dimension, the ultimate manifestation. I unplug my energy from people, places, and things into which I have invested needlessly. And I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy, unhelpful memories, energies, and emotions. But always remembering that all people are in my life according to a divine and perfect plan. They're helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. So I bless, I forgive, and release those whom I perceive as having harmed me. And I, in so doing, ask forgiveness and release of those I have harmed in any way along my way. And I'm thankful for each and every day, the new opportunity to move forward, to crystallize positive choices and seeds to be manifest, not only here and now, but as we move forward in the future. Let us stop the practice of only looking at our present need and not considering the ramifications of the material and the byproduct and the sewage and wastage of that. We begin to truly look at our whole existence as spirit, spirituality, as a practice that is in line with what we truly believe and understand. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with and beside me, divine guides along my way. Through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day, we are now wiser, truer, more patient, more kind because of spirit. Because of spirit. Their truth, it is within us. It is instilled within us since before we manifest here in earth plane physicality. We must only reconnect with the inner star child. We must only reconnect with the God, the goddess, who we truly are at our most pure origin. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creator are, without beginning or ending, eternal, free to experience life in any way that I choose, for all things work together for my true, my most authentic truth. My consciousness is not bound by time and space and like the universe itself. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I'm free from all concerns about the past. I'm free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me and through me and for me, before me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. And I'm open to all of my life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and my mind and my ego, they speak and come to me. They minister and minister to me, empowering me in all things become clear. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing, divine serenity and tranquility. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like clear quartz crystal, clear, refined, and focused, colorful, brilliant. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in a natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator itself, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am cosmic. I am universal. I am in balance. I am complete. I would ask that you would join me here again tomorrow. I'm still scheduled for 12 noon, but it might be 11 if this issue is not fixed or responded to. I cannot assure you that I will move forward with Block Talk Radio beyond January 2011. So please stay posted for coming information, not only here on Block Talk Radio, but also, and more importantly, be on Facebook, where you will get more consistent information about what may be going on. I have about 60 seconds left. I only have one person on the line. Unless that changes, only that one person will be able to hear the rest of the show beyond 12 noon. Because of this Block Talk Radio timing glitch. Again, I welcome each and every one of you, all of my special guests. I do apologize. This timing shift was not of my doing. This happened with Block Talk Radio. My page says, if my page is showing 12 noon now, then that means things have been fixed. So do join me here tomorrow at 12 noon for the Power Lunch. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Those of you who are on the phone line, stay forward with me.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find to this road, so you better fall.
Alafia and Ashe, divine peace and blessings. Those of you who are present with me on the phone lines, if you indeed can hear me, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let me know that I am still rolling and that I can be heard. Otherwise, I'm only going to assume that they did cut me at 12 and that I won't be able to return it to the mom.
Love me, y'all. Do you love me?
Again, Hotep and Habar Ghani, if you are still present with me on the phone lines and you can hear me speaking to you now, press the number one on your telephone keypad. This will let us know that you can still hear the audio and not just the music. Thank you so much for that. We greatly appreciate it. As you may have heard early on, we had an issue with our scheduling of the show. And your mic is actually open now, so I can hear the baby. We had an issue of scheduling with the show. You know, the show's supposed to come on at noon, but they basically, the system forced me to air the show at 11. So I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be here with me at this point. I'm not sure how much longer into my normal hour they're going to allow me to go. But what I'm going to do is just play a few more songs, and then I'll check back with you later. And I am speaking directly to the people on the phone line because I know who you are and I can see your phone number. For those of you who are not on the phone lines and are hearing this in archive, of course, you will be able to enjoy a few more selections, and then I will implore you to join me here again tomorrow at high noon on Blog Talk Radio unless they force me to air at 11. So do check in at 11 to be sure that I'm not airing at 11, and if I'm not, then I will be here at 12 noon. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Over 600,000 users worldwide.